我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们又聚集在你面前来等候你。
Lord, once again, we are gathered in thy presence awaiting for you.
因为你是乐意向人施恩的神。
Because you are a God who is willing to give grace to man.
你让寻求你面的人都可以活在你所赐的喜乐、平安和满足里。
And you allow for us to live in your joy, your peace, and your contentment in those who seek your face.
也让我们经历你自己的信实和你自己的不改变。
You allow for us to experience your faithfulness and that you do not change.
主啊，我们看到你在当年在你百姓中间所做的事。
Lord, as we see what you have done amongst your people in the days past,
我们也就领会在今天你向仰望等候你的人也要做同样的工。
We realize that you will do the same work upon us today who look and wait upon you.
你让我们的眼目学习时刻注视在这一位坐在宝座上的。
Allow for our sight always to be fixed upon you, the one on the throne.
以他作为我们的根据。
That you will be our foundation.
以他作为我们追求的方向。
That you will be the direction of our pursuit.
以他作为我们寻求那永远的事物的目的。
That you will be the eternal purpose of our seeking.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
你乐意如此把你自己赏赐给我们。
And you're willing to reward yourself to us in this way.
你先让我们在你面前享用你手中所做的工。
May you first enjoy us as the work in your hand.
就是向我们倾倒恩典。
That you will pour forth your grace to us.
你又吸引我们到你面光的底下。
And you also captivate us under your light.
来寻求你自己的圣洁和公义。
To seek after your holiness and your righteousness.
主啊，我们称颂你。
Lord, we praise thee.
是你自己的吸引，我们才有这样的追求。
It's because you compel us in this way that we will pursue after you.
我们也深信你既然起了头，你也负责把我们领到路程的终点。
And we deeply believe since it is you who have began this good work, you'll lead us to the end.
为着你在历史上面所显明的准确和真实。
To manifest that you are true and accurate.
我们实在可以放心的来跟随你的脚踪行走。
Indeed, we can follow your footsteps with confidence.
许多的事物在人的眼中看来好像是不能叫人佩服。
And even though many things in man's view cannot subdue us.
主，你叫我们所留意的是你自己的喜悦。
But Lord, what you allow for us to fix our eyes on is your pleasure.
但愿我们到你面前来寻求你面的人，我们都有这样的一个心思。
May we who come to seek in your presence would have such a heart.
承认你是我们的主。
To and confess that you are our Lord.
接受你在一切事上的管理和带领。
That would accept all your sovereignty and guidance upon all things.
主啊，我们仰望在你的面前。
Lord, we await before thee.
晚上你再次借着当日你跟耶利米说的话向我们再说一遍。
Tonight we do look to you to speak to us once again through the words which you spoke to Jeremiah.
叫你自己的话在我们的里面时刻是保持那样新鲜的感觉。
So that your words will constantly be anew and fresh within us.
主啊，我们不是走在历史的脚踪上面。
Lord, we're not going in the footsteps of history.
我们是走在你自己的心意的喜悦里头。
But we're going along the path that is pleasing to your
heart. 但愿我们的主叫我们所留意的是你心里怎么想。
Lord, may we focus on what your heart is.
就叫我们怎样跟随。
And that we would follow in the same way.
主，晚上我们都在这里等候你。
Lord, we all wait for thee here tonight.
主，给我们里面有光。
Lord, give us light within.
叫我们耳朵是开通。
So that our ears would be open.
我们不是在这里听人讲话。
We're not listening to man speak here.
我们是在这里听你把你自己的话向我们解开。
We're here waiting for you to open up your words to us.
主啊，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to thee.
但愿赐人智慧和启示的灵晚上给我们又尝到你向我们所施的恩。
May the spirit of wisdom and revelation once again allow for us to taste the grace that is from thee.
我们将仰望等候在你面前。
We await and look to thee.
听我们的祷告奉主的名。
Listen to our prayer in the Lord's name. Amen.
我们看到耶利米为着我们的神对他的百姓说了非常严厉的话。
We see that Jeremiah has spoken very solemn words from God.
从他所说的话的里面非常明确的给神的子民指出两条道路和两个结果。
And from his words, we're able to clearly see that he has given two paths and two results to the people.
当然这两条道路是根据伊甸园那两棵树。
And of course, these two paths are according to the two trees that is in the Garden of Eden.
那两个结局也是根据伊甸园那两棵树的原则。
And these two results are also according to the principles according to the Garden of Eden.
那我们从耶利米二十五章开始。
Now we begin from Jeremiah chapter 25.
我们就看到神借着耶利米向末了的犹大人说了些什么话。
We're able to see the words which Jeremiah speaks to the last of the Jews.
就是在犹大最末了那几个王的那一段日子里头，神向犹大的百姓说了很清楚的话。
That is these very clear words that God has spoken through Jeremiah to the kings of the last days of Judah.
神给他们指出，因为他们背弃神到了一个非常严重的地步。
God points forth to them is because they have forsaken him to a very serious point.
所以神也就是到了最后给他们警告的。
It is also at the very last moment which God warns them.
主明明地告诉他们,
the Lord clearly tells them,
如果你们还再不听从我的话,
if you will still not hearken unto my voice,
再不回转过来归向我,
and you will not repent unto me,
那么巴比伦王一定要来把你们掳去,
then the king of Babylon will come and take you captive.
你们必定会看到整个的犹大地或者说整个的犹大国。
And you will see this in the whole land of Judah, or whole nation of Judah.
都要七十年在一个非常荒凉的光景底下。
Will be in a very desolate condition for the time span of 70 years.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神自己也明明在那里宣告。
God also clearly proclaims
there. 他把他的百姓交出去是为了要调转他们的脚步。
As his gifts his people forth, it is in order to turn their footsteps.
神用七十年的时间来把他们带回。
God uses 70 years to bring them back.
让他们重新认识他们的神。
For them once again to renew their God.
让他们重新认识侍奉神究竟是怎么一回事。
For them once again to know this matter of serving God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主说七十年就是七十年。
The Lord says 70 years and it is 70 years.
所以我们读到但以理书的时候我们就留意到这七十年的宣告发生了功用。
Even when we read the book of Daniel, we're able to see the effectual matter of this 70 years.
但以理的时候七十年还没有到。
Even during the time of Daniel, the 70 years had not arrived yet.
但是已经很接近了。
But it was very close.
这七十年的期限激动但以理向着圣殿这个方向来为着神的子民祷告。
And so Daniel prayed for the people of God according to this time span of 70 years.
那然后等到古列王元年。
And in the first year of King Cyrus,
那就是以斯拉记的开头。
And that is the beginning of the book of Ezra.
弟兄姊妹，你就看见说七十年满了。
Brothers and sisters, you see, after the 70 years,
神就激动古列王起了一个心意。
God incited the heart of King Cyrus to have this thought.
让犹太人回国。
To allow for the Jews to return to the nation.
不是出自人的要求。
This is not according to man's request.
这个事情是出自神自己的信实 的执行。
This matter was initiated by the faithfulness of God.
是神做起头。
God began this.
让古列王有这样的心思。
To allow for King Cyrus to have such a heart.
40年回国的这一个宣告就应验了。
And that fulfilled this prophecy of 70 years.
但是这是后话。
But that is later to come.
在耶利米当时来说。
Now during this time of Jeremiah.
这一个话人听得进去吗？
Would man be able to hear these words?
不一定。
No.
能听进去的人不多。
It is not many who can hear these words.
大部分的人都听不进去。
A majority would not be able to take these
in. 因为他们根本就没有把神放在眼中。
Because they did not even put God in their sight.
他们继续在那里。做神所不喜悦的事。
They continue to do the things which did not please God.
那因此
，Therefore，
神用着耶利米，还有好些话说。
God still uses Jeremiah to speak many words.
所说的话不单是跟关乎以色列。
The words which Jeremiah spoke not only concerns
Israel. 也关乎那些与以色列有关的各国。
But also the nations that have to do with Israel.
在那一段时候。
During those days.
弟兄姊妹，你必须要注意一点。
Brothers and sisters, you must take note of one thing.
那就是犹大的离弃真神而拜偶像。
That is,Israel depart away from the true God and worship idols.
都是受到他们的邻国所影响的。
It was because they were influenced by their neighboring nations.
摩亚、亚门。
From Moab and Ammon.
以东。
From Edom.
还有许许多多。
And many other nations.
都差不多围绕着以色列这个附近的。
It was surrounding Israel.
那所以当神在惩治以色列的时候
，So as God punishes Israel，
他也同时把他的惩治指向哪一些影响
？At the same time, he points forth his punishment to the surrounding nations，
以色列的国家
，those nations that influence Israel。
所以上帝就看到神用着耶利米，这在25章的里头，神用着耶利米宣告好些好些的民族和国家。也都是在神的追讨的那一个名单的里头。
That is in chapter 25 in the list of God when he proclaims his punishment, his chastening upon the nations.
神指明他们的愚昧。
God points forth their foolishness.
因为他们使神的百姓走差了路。
Because they caused the people of God to go astray.
这个话是在27章的时候就说得很清楚。
And these words are recorded very clearly in chapter 27.
在25章的里边也没有，只是含含糊糊的在那里提了一提。
In chapter 25, it only lightly mentions it very abstractly.
神就是指出他们也是在神的震怒的底下。
God only points forth that they're also under the wrath of God.
那所以神也给他们知道一个信息。
So God also allows for them to know this message.
神也要把他们摆在巴比伦王的那个沙管的底下。
That God will also place them under the reign of Babylon.
如果他们能接受巴比伦的管辖。
If they're able to receive the reign of Babylon.
那他们还能维持在原地。
Then they're still able to keep where they're at.
如果他们不肯接受神这一个安排。
Now, if they would not receive this arrangement from God,
那么他们就会受到很严重的对付。
Then they will be dealt with very severely.
但是我们觉得非常有意思的。
But we feel this is very meaningful.
就是神对地上众民的那个追讨，不是因着地上的人，有什么对或者是不对的那一种表达。
That is, God's chastening upon all the people in the nations is not based on the fact of their expression of right or wrong.
而神完全是看这些人他们用什么态度来对待神。
God completely looks upon these people as what attitude they have toward himself.
和对待神的百姓。
And what attitude they have toward his people.
那神既然用得着巴比伦来处理这一些 与神相悖的百姓。
Since God uses Babylon to deal with these people who are against him,
那巴比伦应当在神面前是蒙福的了。
Then it seems like Babylon should be blessed before God.
但是弟兄姊妹，你读上到耶利米的那些宣告的时候
，My brothers and sisters, as we read through all the proclamations of Jeremiah,
啊，我们也很清楚看见。
We can also clearly see.
神并没有特别的给巴比伦有格外的对待。
God did not especially treat Babylon well.
所以你看到二十五章的第六节的时候。
Therefore, we can see in chapter 25, verse 6.
那二十六节，开头就说到那附近的列国都要给巴比伦来。
At the beginning of verse 26, it tells us that all the nations, all the kingdoms will be ruled by Babylon.
但是等到事情完毕的时候呢?
But later on,
巴比伦也同样要接受神这样的追讨。
Babylon itself would also be under the chastening of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你留意到二十六节那里就说到以后示沙可王也要喝。
So brothers and sisters, as you can read in verse 26, even the king of Shashak shall drink after them, that is, the wrath of God's cup. In the Chinese footnote, it says that Shashak is Babylon.
不是单单是在这里出现的。
Now these words not only appear here.
在耶利米书里面出现好多遍的。
It appears many times throughout the book of Jeremiah.
什么时候说到神把他的百姓交到巴比伦手下。
Whenever it speaks on the fact that God places his people under the hand of Babylon,
你几乎同时也看见神将来也要追讨巴比伦。
Pretty much at the same time, you see that God also proclaims his chastening upon Babylon.
我们留意到这样的事情的时候，
So when we take note of such a matter,
我们就不能用平常人的那个眼光来看耶利米在当日说话的那一个光情形。
We cannot merely look at the viewpoint of man when we read the situation when Jeremiah spoke these words.
弟兄姊妹，你记得耶利米是给神选召出来，是替神传话的。
Brothers and sisters, remember that Jeremiah was called out to proclaim the word for God.
他传话的结果是叫他成为地上的众君王和众百姓、众首领的反对。
As he is a medium to proclaim the word of God, he is to be against all the people of the world, of the nations, of all the leaders of the nations.
这是我们读第一章的时候，我们曾经指明出来的。
And that's what we have pointed out clearly when we read chapter 1.
那现在25章的末了，神就说出了一串这样的话。
Now at the end of chapter 5, God speaks these words.
这样的话在当时是历史的事实。
These words at that time was the fact of history.
在今天是历史的照镜。
Today it is a reflection mirror for us in history.
因为里面这个原则是说出一个非常严肃的事情。
Because the principle that's mentioned in these matters is very serious.
那25章的末了这一段话。
Now the last passage of chapter 25.
上面所提到的列国。
It puts all the nations that was previously mentioned,
连同以色列和犹大在里头,
including Israel and Judah,
都摆在这个话语的范围的里头,
even places them in the boundary of these words.
那这段话呢,说出什么事情呢?
Now what does this passage tell us?
我想有什么, 你注意34节。
Now I think brothers and sisters, if you pay attention to verse 34,
那里提到这个人叫做牧人。
There it mentions upon this man the shepherd.
这个牧人。
And this shepherd. Ye shepherds.
这是一个，这是一部分。
This is one part of it.
不是一个人。
It is not one person.
是众数人。
It is plural.
然后接下去你又看见群众的头目。
And then later on, you can also read the shepherds.
弟兄姊妹，你注意这两个 这两部分,
brothers and sisters, if you pay attention to these two parts, the shepherds and the principle of the flock,
那是什么呢?
What is that?
那是民众的首领,
they are the leaders of the people.
国中的君王,
they are the kings of the kingdoms.
或者说是, 圣殿的礼, 宗教的里头的那一些上层的人物,
or they are the upper people in religion.
那弟兄姊妹你注意,
now, brothers and sisters, take note. Here it makes mention of these two groups of people.
但是你看下去的时候,
but if you read on,
你看到那一个, 有一个重点在那里,
you're able to see a focus there.
都是比较宗教性的, 是重一点的。
It is more focused on religious.
那这段话说出什么呢?
What does these words tell us?
说出一个问题来,
it points forth one issue.
神百姓的失落,
the fall of God's people,
或者说是, 其他的人对神的失去了敬畏的那个起点,
or the origin of all the people when they did not fear God anymore.
起点在什么地方呢?
Where did it initiate from?
起点在那些做首领的人,
it originates from those who are leaders.
那所以神这里的警告是直接就向着牧人向着首领,
so here God's warning is directly at the shepherds or the principal of the flock.
那弟兄姊妹这是非常严肃的一件事,
brothers and sisters, this is a very serious matter.
一般的百姓,
in general for the people,
他们一般说来都是会跟从人的,
for the common people in general, they will follow man.
如果那个带领他们的人是准确的,
if the one who is leading them is correct,
他们就会, 行走在一条准确的路上,
then they will go on a path which is right.
如果带领他们的人是不准确的,
but if the one leading them is not right,
那百姓就完全给带歪了,
then the people will completely be led astray.
在犹大是如此,
that is the case in Judah.
在以色列也是如此,
that is also the case in Israel.
在其他的各国都是这样,
likewise in all the nations.
而在其他的各国里头, 如果我们回到那一个历史的时期,
amongst the other nations, if we go back to the history in those times,
你几乎可以看到了,
you can pretty much see,
所有的那个时候政治社会里边的那一个依据是依据他们宗教,
all the foundation of their politics during those days is completely based on the religion.
那如果是这样的话,
if that is the case,
那那些宗教领袖, 他们对或者是不对, 就带出一个非常明显的不一样的结局了,
then whether those religious leaders are right or not will evidently bring forth a different result.
那在犹大我们很清楚地看到,
in Judah we can clearly see,
因为往下看, 神就是数算这样的历史,
because later on when we read on, God accounts for those histories.
我们今天读到这些话的时候,
but today for us when we read these words,
我们就留意到这里这一个属灵的原则,
we take note of the spiritual principle here.
神的见证的败坏, 起头是起头在负责的阶层那里,
the corruption of God's testimony begins with those in the group who are responsible.
你很难看见神的百姓的神的见证的失落是从神的是从最基层的那些神的,
it is very rare for us to see that the fall would begin on the very basic level or on the foundation of the people.
你都看见都是上头的人先败坏了,
you can see it is first the corruption of those people who are above.
底下就受影响,
then who, those who are below would be influenced.
我们中国人那句老话是说得很清楚了,
and there's an old Chinese saying that is very clear,
上梁不正的下梁歪啊,
and so if the beams are not correct, then the columns are not correct, then the beams are also crooked.
在属灵的事上也是如此,
that is likewise in spiritual matters.
神兴起或者神设立一些做属灵的带领的人,
when God raises those who are spiritual leaders,
他们应当是更多地认识神的,
they ought to know God even more.
他们是应当更多地明白神的,
they ought to know God even more.
他们也是, 应当更多的去经历神的。
They ought to also experience God more.
是凭着这些认识和经历来把神的子民带在那个准确的讨神喜悦的路上。
It is through such understanding and experience of God to bring the people of God on a way which is pleasing to God.
但是若是这样的这样阶层的人物啊都失落了。
But if for that group of individuals, if they fail,
你叫神的子民怎么来行走呢？
Then how would the people of God go on?
所以我们在这一个地方你看到神那么严肃地说到那个悲惨的结局。
So here we can see when God proclaims such a serious end.
那个源头那个事情发生的那个源头乃是因着那些做首领的走歪了路。
The origin of these matters is because those who are leaders went astray.
那所以我们现在到了26章。
So now when we reach chapter 26,
那弟兄姊妹你就看到一件事情了。
Brothers and sisters, you're able to see one thing. 从26
章开始以后的一大段的话。
Starting from chapter 26 and a large passage after.
神是借着耶利米在那里倒数犹大被掳以前的一些历史。
God through Jeremiah recounts some history before the nation of Judah was led captive.
这样的一个历史的倒数
and this recount of history
乃是要指明神的百姓失落的那个过程和那个原因
tells us the process and the reason for their captivity.
更重要的是指出那一个责任。
Even more importantly, it points out that responsibility for us.
那我们从26章开始看接连好几章就是顺着这样的一个心思来记录了耶利米说的话。
Now we'll start with chapter 26 through a few chapters. This is the thought behind Jeremiah's words.
那我们看进去以前我要先跟弟兄姊妹提一提。
Before we look into it, I must first mention with brothers and sisters.
这几章的历史不是按照历史的次序的。
These few chapters of history is not chronological.
所以那个历史的次序是前后不一的。
So the it is not chronological.
所以我们不能用读历史的那一个想法来读这几章的经文。
So we cannot use the thought of reading history as we read these few chapters.
因为他说了一件事情，这个事情在历史的前边的。
Because after we read a certain matters which happened before in history.
然后他又说了一件事情，是差不多等到历史的结局的那里的。
And then it will go into another matter which is way behind in history.
然后又跑到历史的当中来了。
And then it goes back into the middle of history.
所以在那个历史的时间是在这里是非常不是顺着次序来的。
So chronologically, this is not in order.
但是为什么圣灵是这样来记录的？
Then why did the Holy Spirit record in this way?
就是为了表达让人知道神百姓的失落的那个过程和那个责任。
It is in order for the people of God to realize the process of their fall and those who are responsible.
我们有提过了。
We have mentioned this before.
许多人总是觉得看到神和他的子民当中的事情的时候。
There are many who feel when they read with the matters between God and his people.
一般人就是读到那个点就是注意那个点。
In general, when people read to a particular point, they only focus on that point.
所以因为只是停在一个点。
And they only remain on that point.
所以对神就发生许许多多的误解。
So then they will have much misunderstanding of God.
但是我们不要说读属灵的历史。
But not only when we refer this to spiritual history,
就是读一般的那个地上的历史。
Even in general, when we read history of this world,
我们也不能读到一个点就停在那个点。
We cannot only merely read to one point and remain on that point.
因为历史的发展是有它一定的规律在那里。
Because the development of history will have its order there.
这个规律也是神在那里操管做的。
It is also God who is sovereign over this law.
那现在我们来注意了。
Now let us take note.
26章一开始就说到是犹大王约雅敬 登基的时候。
At the beginning of chapter 6, it says, in the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim,
那弟兄姊妹记得那当时的历史是非常乱的。
Now, brothers and sisters, remember, bear in mind that the history was very confusing in those days.
约雅敬是约西亚王的儿子。
Jehoiakim was the son of Josiah.
那当约西亚王死了以后。
Now, after Josiah died,
接上约西亚做王的不是约雅敬。
The one who reigned after Josiah was not Jehoiakim.
那是他的哥哥约哈斯。
It was Jehoiakim's brother, Jehoahaz.
那但是做约哈斯只做王做了三个月。
But Jehoahaz only reigned for 3 months.
他犹大就给埃及法老打败了。
And then, Judah was defeated by Pharaoh of Egypt.
那法老就把约哈斯掳到埃及去。
Pharaoh then took Jehoahaz as captive to Egypt.
他就另外立了约哈斯的弟弟约雅敬来做犹大的王。
Then the Pharaoh anointed Jehoiakim, who is Jehoahaz's brother, younger brother, as king.
所以现在26章提到约雅敬登基的时候。
Now when it mentions the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim.
那也就是约西亚王死掉了三个多月以后。
That is about over 3 months after the death of King Josiah.
那么在这一个时候呢，神就有话告诉耶利米。
At this time, the word from the Lord came to Jeremiah.
他让耶利米很严肃地去对犹大众人来说这个话。
He wants Jeremiah to solemnly speak these words to the people of Judah.
神要他在什么地方说呢？
Where does God want him to speak?
在圣殿的内院。
It is in the courts of Judah.
圣殿的院内。
It is in the courts of the temple.
那在那个圣殿的院内来向犹大的众人说话。
Now he wants Jeremiah to speak in the court of the temple.
神非常严肃地告诉耶利米。
He speaks very solemnly to Jeremiah.
神吩咐他所说的，他一个字都不可以删减。
All the words I command to you, speak unto them.
要绝对完整地要把神的话来发表出去。
Completely express all the word of God.
而目的在哪里呢？
What is the purpose?
目的是要他犹大的百姓回头离开恶道，让神改变主意，不惩治他们。
It is in order they will turn from their evil way that God will not do according to his purpose to them for their evil doings.
那这些话是很严肃了。
Now these words are very solemn.
那这些话怎么说呢？
What does these words say?
那神就这样告诉他说。
This is what God told Jeremiah.
第四节你留意。
Verse 4.
神对耶利米说，你要对他们这样说。
And thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord.
那我把所读的那个话读一读。
I'll read those words.
你们若不听从我，不遵行我设立在你们面前的律法，不听我从早起来差遣到你们哪里去，我仆人众先知的话。你们还是没有听从，我就逼死这殿如示罗，使这城为地上万国所咒诅的。耶利米在耶和华殿中说的这些话，祭司、先知与众民都听见了。
If you will not hearken to me to walk in my law which I have set before you, to hearken to the words of my servants the prophets whom I sent unto you, both rising up early and sending them, but ye have not hearkened, then will I make this house like Shiloh, and will make this city a curse to all the nations of the earth. So the priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speak these words in the house of the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意到神那样严肃地说这些番话。
Now, brothers and sisters, take note how solemnly God declares these words.
目的在哪里呢？
The purpose.
就是要众人回头离开恶道，让神可以改变主意，不惩治他们。
It is in order that they would repent from the evil ways that God will not do to them according to his purpose.
而如果他们不听从呢？
If they would not hearken,
那神怎么惩治他们呢？
How will God punish them?
我们从结果，先看结果，然后 看那个原则。
Now we first look at the result, then we will look at the principle.
如果他们不听从,
if they would not hearken,
那个结果是什么?
What is the result?
第六节,
verse 6,
我必使这殿如示罗,
I will make this house like Shiloh,
使这成为地上万国所咒诅的,
and make this city a curse to all the nations of the earth.
弟兄们, 这个话说得非常的严肃。
Brothers and sisters, these words are very serious.
那我们必须要也知道在旧约里边的一些历史，我们才能领会神这样说话的那一个原因。
Now we must first know some of the history in the Old Testament before we know the reason why God says these words.
那弟兄姊妹，我们留意到，当以色列人过了约旦河，进了迦南以后
，Brothers and sisters, after the Israelites crossed the River Jordan into the land of Canaan,
我们就看到一件事情。
We see one thing.
神的帐幕就设立在示罗。
God's tabernacle was established in Shiloh.
当然起初的时候不在示罗。
Of course, at the beginning, it was not in Shiloh.
在基甲。
It was in Gilgal.
但是后来就停留在示罗。
Later, it remained in Shiloh.
示罗就是神的帐幕所设立的地点。
And Shiloh was the place where the tabernacle of God was set.
那人在那里要敬拜神，就到示罗去。
So if man wanted to worship God, they must go to Shiloh.
神的帐幕就设立在哪里。
God's tabernacle was established.
人要向神献祭，就是到示罗的祭坛那里去。
Man must also go to the altar of in Shiloh when they wanted to sacrifice to God.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得。
But brothers and sisters, you know.
等到有一天
One day
以色列人跟非利士人打仗
When the Israelites fought against the Philistines
那是大卫出来以前
That was before the time of David
或者说还是在扫罗给立作王以前
Or even before Saul was anointed king
那么以色列人就没有办法能胜得过非利士人。
The Israelites could not overcome the Philistines.
原因就是那个时候以色列人已经并不那样准确地活在神的面前。
The reason being, even at that time, the Israelites did not live accurately before God.
他们虽然还没有落到很重的拜偶像的事。
Even though they did not fall under the corruption of greatly worshipping the idols.
但是没有把神放在一个准确的位置。
But they did not place God in an accurate position.
那所以在他们当中就发生了许多的难处。
So there are many difficulties in their midst.
非利士人来对付他们是其中的也是其中的一件。
One of the issues was the Philistines coming to attack them.
因为这一个是就是四世纪末后的那一段的日子。
And that was in the last days of the period of the judges.
那弟兄姊妹记得了。
Brothers and sisters, you remember.
以色列人打败了。
The Israelites fell.
有人就出主意了。
Some had this idea.
他们说我们从前出埃及的时候。
They said when we left Egypt.
约柜在我们前头走。
The ark was before us.
我们就这样就这样的打败了那个河东的那两个王。
And that's how we defeated the two kings east of the River Jordan.
我们也就是这样的过了约旦河。
And that's how we crossed the River Jordan.
我们也是这样的攻下了耶利哥。
And that is how we have subdued the city of Jericho.
那现在非利士人胜过了我们。
Now the Philistines overcome us.
我们可以把约柜抬出来。
We can take out the ark.
这样就可以把非利士人打败了。
If we do this, we can defeat the Philistines.
但结果呢？
What was the result?
不单是没有打败非利士人。
Not only did they not defeat the Philistines.
连约柜都给非利士人掳去了。
Even the ark was captured.
这段事情弟兄姊妹应该有点印象。
Brothers and sisters ought to have some impression of it.
弟兄姊妹记住一件事。
Brothers and sisters remember one thing.
从那个时候约柜从示罗的帐幕抬出来以后
From that point on, when the ark left the tabernacle in Shiloh,
这个约柜就不再回到示罗的帐幕里。
The ark never returned to the tabernacle in Shiloh.
约柜就停，后来回到以色列地，也停来在俄别以东的家里，好长的一段年日。
And even when the ark returned into the land of Israel, it was in the house of Obed. Now we won't even go into that. We only take hold of one thing. From that point on, the tabernacle in Shiloh was an empty one.
从外面来看,
externally, it is still God's tabernacle.
就是圣殿的前身,
and that is the type of temple.
但是在这一个会幕的里头, 没有神的约柜,
but in the tabernacle, there was no ark of God.
那是什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
从原则上看,
in principle, we're able to see this fact.
从属灵的实际上面,
and in spiritual reality, we can also understand this fact.
一个没有约柜的帐幕就等于是一个没有神同在的圣殿。
The tabernacle without the ark is like a temple without the presence of God.
那弟兄姊妹你注意了,
brothers and sisters, take note.
会幕本来是人与神相会的地方。
Now, the tabernacle should be a place where man communes with God.
当中有交通的地方,
man's able to have fellowship with God there.
人侍奉敬拜神的地方,
it is a place where man serve and worship God.
但是如果约柜没有在会幕里,
but if the ark was not in the tabernacle,
那就是说出神不在哪里,
that speaks of the fact God is not there.
神不在那里所剩下来的是什么?
If God is not there, what is left?
都是一些虚空的外表,
it is only vanity and empty shell. It is only rituals and traditions of religion.
你真要到这个地方去敬拜神，没有对象。
If you want to go to that place to worship God, there is no God is not there for you to worship.
你要在那里去敬拜神，没有对象。
If you want to go there to worship God, to serve God, He is not there. Because it is an empty tabernacle.
神的同在不在那里。
God's presence is not there.
那比如说你晓得示罗是这样的一个有这样的一段的历史。
Now brothers and sisters, realize Shiloh has this history.
它空有一个地位在那里，但是却没有实际的。
It only has the position there, but no reality.
那耶路撒冷，当然这里说到一个是殿，一个是城。
Of course, one was speaking on the temple, and here is speaking of Jerusalem, the city.
六节就是说，神就使这个殿如同示罗，使这个城就是耶路撒冷成为地上万国所咒诅的。
In chapter six, in verse six, God speaks of the temple and the city. I will make this house, the temple, like Shiloh, and will make the city, Jerusalem, a curse.
说到殿，那是神的居所。
When you speak of temple, it is God's habitation.
说到城，那是 称为神名下的城，也就是发表神的政权的那一个地点。
When it speaks of the city, it is a city under the name of God. It is also a city where it is manifesting God's authority.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意到。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
这两个事情对以色列人来说是非常重要的。
These two things to the Israelites are extremely important.
他们蒙福或是不蒙福，就看这两个事情在他们
whether they're blessed or not depends on these two matters within them, if it is correct or not. Now, if the temple only has the form externally, within there's no reality of communion or service or worship to God, then the external form does not speak of anything.
耶路撒冷也是如此,
it is like the same for Jerusalem. Even though there it represents the authority of God,
但是如果神没有实际的权柄在那里显出的那个事实,
but if there is no reality of the manifestation of God's authority there,
那这个地位也是空的,
likewise the position is empty.
但是在当年, 犹大人的心思的里面,
but in those days, the hearts of the people of Judah did not think that way.
他们不注意那个实际,
they don't care about the reality.
他只注意那个名分,
they only want the status.
只注意那个外表,
they only want the form.
所以我们读过以前的以色列犹大人哪里会想到 巴比伦人能把我们掳走。
So even as we read before, they would never imagine they would be captured by Babylonians.
我们读到那里的时候不是一再给只给弟兄姊妹看吗?
When we read those passages, I pointed out for brothers and sisters. What did they say?
我们有圣殿。
They say we have the temple, we have the temple.
说了一次有圣殿还不止,还要再说。
Not only once, but they said it again and again.
同样耶路撒冷在他们的心目中也是如此的重要。
Likewise, in their hearts, Jerusalem was just as important.
因为神说这个是立为我名的城。
Because God says, this is a city under my name.
因为是立为神的名的城。
It is a city under God's name.
怎么可能会给巴比伦人来掳掠呢？
How can it be possible for it to be captured by the Babylonians?
他们注意这个是这些外表的事物。
They only took note of the external form.
却没有注意到他们和神中间的实际。
They did not care about the reality between them and God.
他们在那里拜偶像。
They worshiped idols there.
已经和神没有关交通了。
No longer did they have fellowship with God.
他们在圣殿的里边设立偶像的那个敬拜的地点。
Even in the temple, they have set up worship to the idols.
好像把神从至圣所的里头挤到角落里边去了。
They forced God even in the Holy of Holies to a corner.
没有给神留下那个地位。
They did not give any ground or place to God.
这样圣殿在神的眼中看来就成了没有意义也没有价值的。
Then in God's sight, with a temple like this, it is meaningless without value.
那所以神就在这里宣告。
So God proclaims there.
如果你们不回转，
If you do not repent,
那个结果是什么呢？
What is that result?
圣殿就成了示罗。
Then the temple will be like Shiloh.
耶路撒冷就成了地上众人所咒诅的一个名字。
Jerusalem will be a place of curse of all the earth.
那弟兄姊妹，这是非常可怜的了。
Brothers and sisters, this is extremely pitiful.
好了，那这个是结局。
Now that is the end.
但是这个结局没有出现以前，
But before this end comes,
神就说
God says,
这个结局的出现责任不在我之行我的层次。
The appearance of this end is not my responsibility that I execute this punishment.
乃是因着你们没有按照你们从前与神立约的时候所应许的话。
It is because you have not followed the word of God when you established this covenant.
那所以神我们要回过头来看那个原因了。
So now we'll go back and see the reason.
第四节。
Verse
4. 你要对他们说，耶和华如此说，你们若不听从我，不遵行我设立在你们面前的律法，不听从我从早起来差遣到你们那里去我仆人众先知的话。
If you will not hearken to me to walk in my law, which I have set before you, to hearken to the words of my servants, the prophets, whom I sent unto you, both rising up early and sending them.
弟兄姊妹，你留意这里，神说了三个要听从的事实。
Brothers and sisters, here God speaks of three facts that they have to hearken unto.
第一个是神自己。
First is God himself.
第二个是神的律法。
Second, it is the law of God.
第三个是先知。神所兴起的先知对他们说的话。
Thirdly, it is the words of my prophet and the servants whom God has risen.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意神说了这三件事情。
Brothers and sisters, take note, God spoke these three things.
这三件事情其实是一件事。
In fact, these three things are but one.
神自己是那个权柄的本身。
God himself is the authority itself.
律法是那个人接受神的权柄的那个依据。
The law is the foundation which man receives from God.
先知来说的话乃是把律法上的话来说明出来。
Now the words of the prophets, it is only to speak clearly the words of the law.
目的乃是要叫神的百姓归回神的权柄。
The purpose is in order for the people of God to return once again under God's authority.
弟兄姊妹，你留意这里特别提到这三件事情。
Brothers and sisters, take note, here it especially mentions about these three things.
这三件事情其实是同一件事情。
These three things, in fact, it is the same matter.
而这一件事情神向他们指出来乃是因着他们与神中间曾经有过一次很严肃的立约的事。
And this matter is pointed out to them by God. It is because once they have made a solemn covenant with God.
那就是在西乃山传律法的那一个时候， solid.
That is the covenant which they have established when God gave them the law on Mount Sinai.
那是以色列人向着神说,
that is the Israelites saying to God,
凡耶和华所吩咐我们的,我们都一定遵守。
We will hearken and do all the words which God commands us.
那弟兄姊妹们,这一个月就包括了这三件事情。
Brothers and sisters, that covenant includes these three things.
第一个是立约的对象。
First, it is the object of that covenant.
第二个是立约的内容。
Second, it is the content of that covenant.
第三个就是这个月给挽回的
Thirdly, it is how this covenant can be atoned.
都是那个结果都是把人带回神的面前。
All the result of this, it is to bring man before God once again.
弟兄姊妹你注意,
Brothers and sisters, take note.
神那么严肃地指出这样的一件事情,
God solemnly points out this point.
乃是要让他们领会, 神虽然说那么严厉的话,
it is in order for them to realize, even though the words of God are very severe,
神并不是要在那里欢喜,
God is not joying over the fact He is punishing them.
而如同在生命记上神跟他们所说的话,
just as it says in Deuteronomy,
这样你们就可以长久
then you will forever dwell in this land
承受这地,
to inherit this land.
用什么你注意,
Brothers and sisters, take note.
神是巴不得以色列民长久长到一个地步, 甚至说是永远活在神的应许地。
God is so willing for the people to perpetually live in this land, even to a point it is forever that they will dwell in this promised land.
如果我们要把这个事实扯得远一点,
if we want to even take this fact a little further,
用这个你一定能领会得到,
brothers and sisters, you will be able to realize
神的永远的旨意,
God's eternal will.
神有一个安排, 要借着以色列民把万国带回神的面前。
God's will is through the Israelites to bring all nations back to Him once again. In Exodus chapter 19, God already clearly pointed out to them, you will be a priesthood, a kingly priesthood.
条件是什么呢?
What is the condition?
你们实在听从我的话,
you must obey my words,
遵行我的约,
to do my covenant.
那弟兄姊妹你看到,
brothers and sisters, you can see, God has already spoke these words very clearly to the Israelites long ago. The Israelites also clearly answered to God. They accepted this covenant with a form. Now God points out the problem for them. You have not hearkened unto my words. You have forgotten about my law. Again and again, I rise up my servants, the prophets, to bring you back under the light of my word. But you have not hearkened.
所以就引出刚才我们所看的那个严肃的结果。
Therefore, we're able to see the very serious end which we just gone through.
是你们使这个殿成了赤裸。
That you made this house like Shiloh.
是你们使这个城成为地上万国所咒诅的。
That you have made the city unto a curse to all the nations of the earth.
弟兄姊妹你看到,
brothers and sisters, you can see.
字句在这里不是说你们,
the words here did not say you.
字句在那里是神说我, 我必死这个殿成为示罗。
The words here read that God himself said, I will make this house like Shiloh, I will make the city.
但弟兄姊妹你要记得,
but brothers and sisters, you must remember,
这是神执行那个约的结果。
This is the result that God executes upon the covenant.
这个约为什么是这样给执行出来呢?
Why did the covenant execute in this way?
是因为神的百姓毁约。
It is because the people of God has broken the covenant.
所以那个责任不是在那个执行的人, 而是在那个使这个事情发生的人。
So the responsibility is not on the one who executes this covenant, it is on the one who has broken it.
那弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
神的话在约雅敬一做王的时候
，the word of God
就向他的百姓说了。
During the reign of Jehoiakim, he spoke the words to his people.
那弟兄姊妹，我们也提过了，在历史上面，约西亚带进犹大一个复兴。
Brothers and sisters, we already mentioned before during the King Josiah's reign, it brought a revival to the people.
一接上来的时候，就把事情弄坏了。
But right after, when his sons took the throne, it completely went bad.
但是不是一下子就弄坏呢
？But did they make it bad right away?
我们曾经指出过。
We mentioned before.
约西亚王的时候，上层还好。
During King Josiah, even the upper echelon of people were good.
但是中层的那一批人。就很糟糕。
But the middle level, the people was very corrupt.
那所以当约西亚王死了以后不久，整个犹大就翻转过来了。
So even right not long after King Josiah died, all the people immediately turned.
那约雅敬就是使这种情形翻转过来的其中一个很主要的人。
And King Jehoiakim was a very major person who made all the things change right away.
前些时候他还不是做王。
Even before this, he was not king.
他也不是太子。
He was not the royal prince.
不过他也可以给称为殿下就是了。
But he's called a prince.
但现在他做王了。
But now he is king.
那问题就显露了。
Then the issue is exposed.
所以弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, you can take note.
神让耶利米在什么时候说话呢
？When did Jeremiah speak these words?
约雅敬登基的时候。
It was in the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim.
王位的时候。
When he was sat on the throne.
神就给他这样说。
God said this to him.
好了。
Now.
那些祭司、先知和众民，就是听见他说这些话的。
So all those who heard is the priests, the prophets, and all the people.
他们就来把耶利米抓着了。
So they came and they took hold of Jeremiah.
那是第八节以后的事了。
That is after verse 8.
他们根本就不接受耶利米说的这个话。
They did not accept at all the words of Jeremiah.
他说你为什么凭托耶和华的名来说这个预言，说这个殿要上四楼，这个城要变荒场。
And they say, why do you prophesy in the name of the Lord, saying this house shall be like Shiloh and the city shall be desolate? They did not accept any of these words. They did not feel the temple would become like Shiloh. Jerusalem will not be destroyed. Jeremiah, when you say these words, it is foolish. Why do you use the name of the Lord to threaten us? So now they all came to take hold of Jeremiah. Brothers and sisters, when the Holy Spirit records this,
给我们看到历史上犹大人对神的那个实在的光景。
It shows us then the actual condition of the people of God, the people of Judah toward God.
而这一批人呢？
And this group of people, brothers and sisters, take note. They are in the temple. The priests are in the temple. The prophets, they are in the temple. And all the people, they are in the temple. And of course, it is not really all the people, everyone. But it is this group of people always in the temple. So we can put it this way.
是他们的宗教的狂热的分子。
They are very zealous, the zealots in religion.
那所以他们一听耶利米说这个话。
So when they heard Jeremiah say these words,
他们受不了。
They cannot take it.
他们不能接受。
They cannot accept it.
他们就来对付耶利米。
They come and deal with Jeremiah.
他们就在那里吵起来。
And there they made a riot.
那现在你就看到了。
Now you can see.
第十节以后。
After verse 10.
犹大的首领就听到这些事。
When the prince of Judah heard these things.
他们就从王宫上到耶和华的殿。
Then they came up from the king's house under the house of the Lord.
不少人也在那里说来到那里。
And many came there.
那然后呢你留意了。
And then take note.
祭司先第十一节。祭司先知对首领和众民说。
Then spoke the priests and the prophets unto the prince and to all the people, saying, This man is worthy to die. For he hath prophesied against the city, and you have heard with your ears.
耶利米有没有在这样的场合的底下 改变他的主意。
Did Jeremiah, under these circumstances, change his mind?
没有。
No.
他说对。
He said yes.
你们亲耳听见的。
You have heard with your own ears.
神差遣我说预言攻击这个城和这个殿。
The Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and against this city.
就是要你们改正你们的行动。
It is for you to amend your ways and your doings.
回转过来听从神的话。
And obey the voice of the Lord your God.
那他就会改变主意，不这样对付你们。
Then he will repent of the evil that he will pronounce against you.
神是这样差遣我说话。
This is how God has sent me to speak to you.
我就是这样说话。
And this is what I will say.
你们要怎么对付我。
No matter how you deal with me.
我在你们手里。
I'm in your hands.
你们喜欢怎么对付就怎么对付。
You can do to me according as you wish.
神差遣我来对你们说的话，我不能不说。
I must speak the words which God has sent me to speak to you.
那弟兄姊妹注意了。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
因为这里是特圣灵特别记下来的时候，是给我们大乐的知道当时神的百姓在神面前属灵的光景是如何。
Brothers and sisters, take note, as the Holy Spirit records this passage for us, it is roughly to show us the spiritual condition of the people in those times.
那当时十六节弟兄姊妹注意。
Take note, brothers and sisters, verse 16.
这些都是后来来到圣殿的。
Now these are the people who came to the temple later on. They were not those who were already in the temple.
首领和众民就对祭司先知说，这人是不该死的。
Then said the prince of all the people under the priests and to the prophets, this man is not worthy to die.
因为他是奉耶和华我们神的名向我们说话。
For he has spoken to us in the name of our Lord, our God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
在这一个时候
during this time,
在犹大的整个的协会的里头
in Judah and all the society of Judah,
你很清楚就看到分成两个部分
very clearly you can see it is divided into two groups.
一个部分是根本不要听神的话
one group absolutely does not want to hear the word of God.
另外有一部分
there's another group,
他们还愿意听听神的话。
They are still somewhat willing to hear the word of God.
但是这一部分的人不多。
But this group is not many.
并且你慢慢看下去，你看到这一部分的人也在转变中。
Gradually, even you can see this minority group will still gradually change.
转变到不听神的话的那一边。
They will change to the other group which did not hear the word of God.
慢慢看下去，我们就看到。
Later on, as we read this, we'll find out.
那是。我们先我们抓到这一个当时属灵的那个光景。
Now let us first take hold of the spiritual condition at that time.
你就看到了。
You can see then.
十七节的国中的长老就有几个人起来对聚会的众民说。
Verse 17, then rose up certain of the elders of the land and spoke to all the assembly of the people, saying.
你看到是少数人。
You can see it is very minor.
国中的长老。
It is a few, it is the elders of the land.
就有几个人。
Only a certain few.
这个就有几个人呢，也可以说是只有几个人。
You can say a certain few, you can really say it is only these few.
因为在那边呢。
Because there,
祭司和先知们都说要杀他。
All the priests and prophets say you must kill him.
犹大王没有在那里。
The king of Judah was not there.
但是犹大王的那个意思啊，我们知道的。
But we know the intentions of the king.
因为在撒文你就看到。
Later on, you can see.
他也是要准备要杀耶利米的。
Likewise, he wants to kill Jeremiah.
不过他不敢下手就是。
But he dare not lay his hand on the prophet.
那这几个人就说了。
So these people said.
就说到一些西西扎王的时候的一件事。
They spoke of some of the matters during the days of King Hezekiah.
他说当年神兴起先知弥迦也对神的城有攻击的话。
In those days, Micah was also prophesying in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah.
但是西西家却听了他的话。
But Hezekiah heard his words.
那结果犹大就蒙了拯救。
Then Judah was delivered.
所以我们不能弄死耶利米。
So we cannot kill Jeremiah.
因为你弄死了他，我们就做了大恶了。
Because if we have killed him, we have a great evil against us.
弟兄姊妹先记住这件事，所以结果耶利米就给保存。
Brothers and sisters, first remember this. As a result of this, Jeremiah was kept.
弟兄姊妹，你记得在第一章神拣选他的时候，神应许过的。
Brothers and sisters, you remember in chapter 1 when God chose him, God has promised.
虽然他要成为众人的反对。
Though he will oppose all.
但神要叫他成为坚城铜墙。铁笔。
But God will fortify him as a brazen wall, as a fortified city.
神负他的责任。
God will bear his responsibility.
因为圣灵跟着接上去就记载另外一件事。
Because immediately the Holy Spirit records another matter.
另外有一个人叫做乌利亚。
There's another person called Urijah.
他大概听到了耶利米的事。
He probably heard the matter of Jeremiah.
我们不知道他的动机是什么。
Now we don't know what his motive is.
是为了自己要显显露自己要得名声呢？
Maybe he wanted to show off himself to have fame.
还是什么其他的原因我们不必管。
Or maybe some other reason we don't need to be mindful of it.
我们要管的是一件事。
But what we want to pay attention is one thing.
这个人也学着耶利米来说这些攻击殿和城的话。
Now this person also learned like Jeremiah to prophesize against the city and against the land.
对，弟兄姊妹，你听到。
My brothers and sisters, you see,
你看到
you can read.
约雅敬和在他周围的那些有权有势的人。
Joachim with all his mighty men, all the princes, those who have power.
听到这样的事。
They heard this.
就想把乌利亚杀了。
They sought to put him to death.
那乌利亚听见就怕了。
And so when Urijah heard this, he was afraid.
他就逃到埃及去。
He fled to Egypt.
那结果约雅敬王呢，就打发一个人到埃及那里把他。结果也杀了。
Then Jehoiakim sent men to Egypt and slew him there.
那弟兄姊妹，圣灵记录这两件事情摆在一起。
Now brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit records this both together for us.
有什么意思呢？
What is the meaning?
那固然最表面的我们看到。
Of course, on the very surface, we're able to see.
神差遣的人，神负责。
God will be responsible for those who he sends.
第二件事呢?
The second matter.
如果不是神差遣的人呢,神就不能负责。
God will not be responsible for those he does not send.
你不要说,哎呀,我奉神的名说一些话,那有什么事情神负责?
Do not claim I prophesize in the name of God, so whatever I say, God will be responsible.
神从来没有。这样应许过。
God has never promised such.
但问许多的时候。
But many a times.
我们说不管这个乌利亚他的动机是怎么样，我们都把他看为好的。
When we look at Urijah, we don't know what his motive is. We account it as good.
我们就说。
We say.
人的热心常常以为我们要这样侍奉神。
Many a times we think we can serve God without zeal.
但弟兄姊妹在这个事上面你看到。
But brothers and sisters, upon this matter we can see.
人的热心绝对不能代替神的差遣。
Man's zeal absolutely cannot take the place of God's commission.
人可以有热心。
Man can be very zealous.
但是你不能说因为我热心我就要他不进入神差遣的服事的里头。
But just because we're full of zeal, we cannot say that I will set foot and step into the service, the commission of God.
我读到这里的时候，我就常常会回想到，以前我在上海的时候听一些弟兄们说的事。
When I read to this point, I oftentimes reflect and think of some of the matters.The brethren shared during my days in Shanghai.
我听到一个比我年长多了弟兄，他就说到他以前到中华神学院去念书的时候。
During those days, there was a brother who was quite older than me share on his experience when he went to a seminary.
我忘了是，他说的是。杨少堂弟兄呢，还是前几年在这里过世的田雅阁弟兄。
I forgot which brother he was speaking of, either Brother Yang or another brother who recently passed away.
因为中国神学院在每个学期开学的时候都有一个礼拜是叫做灵修周。
Because before the seminary semester began, there was always a week that they had spent in devotion. During that first week, they do not have class.
他是邀请外边一些服侍主的前辈来和他们一些劝勉。
They invite servants before them that serve the Lord to come during that first week, that period, to encourage them.
然后就祷告。
Then they would pray.
一整个上午。
They would pray the whole morning.
那么那个弟兄就告诉我说。
So that brother told me.
当我姑且说他算上是杨少堂弟兄吧。
I forgot who he was speaking of. I'll just consider he was speaking of Brother Young.
他说他进来跟我们头一句话就问我们。
The first thing he said when he came
在讲台上问我们。
On the pulpit, he asked us.
他说你们都到中华神学院来念书了。
Now all of you students are here for the seminary.
谁叫你们来的？
Who told you to come?
你们自己回答这个问题。
You answer this question for yourself.
因为只有你自己才知道是谁叫你们来的。
Because only you know well who invited you.
是你们的牧师叫你来的吗？
Did your pastor send you?
是你们的长老叫你们来的吗？
Did your elder send you?
还是主叫你来的？
Or did the Lord tell you to come?
他说弟兄们你好好的去留意这个事。
So his first words when he came was to encourage the brethren to consider this well.
如果不是主叫你来的。
It is not the Lord who have called you here.
不管是牧师叫你来也好，是长老叫你来也好。
Whether it was the pastor or the elder.
是什么别的人叫你来也好。
Or anyone else besides the Lord.
只要不是主叫你来。
As long as it is not the Lord who have called you.
这一堂聚会完了以后。
Then after we have this time.
我请你们回房间把你们的行李收拾好回家去。
I do encourage you to go back to your room, pack up your luggage and go home.
不要留在这。
Do not remain here.
你不要以为今天你的热心是可以支持可以给你服侍主。
Do not think it is because of your zeal today, it will sustain your service to the Lord.
你晓得服侍主是一条十字架的路。
You must realize,Serving the Lord is the way of the cross.
十字架是一个，从一面来看是困苦的路。
The way of the cross, on the one hand, it is a very hard path.
包括各种各样的困难。
It has many hardship and difficulty.
贫穷。
That we have to be poor.
缺乏。
We have to be in lack.
没有同情。
There is no sympathy.
甚至你要给人浅谈。
You might even be trod upon.
讥诮
you must be mocked,
甚至
even,
你要把命都摆上
you might lose your life,
如果不是主叫你来
if the Lord did not call you,
主不负你的责任
he will not be responsible for you, you cannot go on it,
你就苦死了
you will suffer to death,
那个时候
at that time,
你说我神学院毕业了
you might say, I graduate from the seminary,
有人请你去做传道或者做牧师了
some might invite you to be the pastor or the servant,
你挂着一个牧师的那个价值
and so then you will have the status as a pastor
你说退下来多难看
then it will be so shameful for you to step down from it
那个时候才回家多难看
if you were to go home at that time it will be even more shameful
所以他就说如果不是主叫你来
so he said
还是赶快回家
if it is not the Lord who called you to come
在你原来的工作上面去服侍主
Go and return to your original place, your position to serve the Lord there.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
这是很严肃的一件事。
That is a very solemn matter.
这的确是不能随便的。
It cannot be casual.
所以在这里你看到一件事。
So here you can see one thing.
乌利亚是自己的热心。
Urijah was out of his own
will. 我们不管他的动机。
We are not mindful even of his motive. We consider it as a good motive.
都是自己的热心。
It is still his zeal.
那结果
So,
他给杀了
he was slain.
但是你对照上边耶利米
But if you reflect this to the situation of Jeremiah,
耶利米给保存下来
Jeremiah was kept.
我们感谢神
We thank God.
神在这里把耶利米的经历让我们看出
Here, God shows us through the experience of Jeremiah.
当然这个是题外的话。
Of course, this is outside the topic.
因为这里是神给他们倒算历史。
Because God is recounting their history here.
但是在这件事上面，也借着这样的事来说出了当时从王一直到底下绝大部分的人都是站在神的对头的那一方面。
But here it shows us the condition, even from the king all the way to down, all the way to the people, a majority of them is against God.
所以就留意到25章那里所提到的牧人，群众的头目。
So you can take note again of the words mentioned in chapter 25, the shepherds and the principal of the flock.
那好了，现在一跳就跳到27章了。
Now we go all the way to chapter 27.
27章是什么时候呢？
What is the period of chapter 27?
大概是11年多以后。
It is probably about 11 years later.
那这里我特别要提一下了。
I want to make special mention here.
我们不知道为什么。这里是这样说。
I don't know why it's recorded in this way here.
你留意第一节。
Pay attention to verse 1.
犹大王约西亚的儿子约雅金登基的时候。
In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah.
但是你看到撒文的时候。
But later on, when you read,
你明明就看到。
Clearly, you can see.
这件事情不是发生在26章的同时。
This event does not happen at the same time as chapter 26.
我们留意那个中文的小字。
If we take note of the Chinese footnote,
他说这个约雅金是西底家的别名。
Jehoiakim is the other name of Zedekiah.
原因就是因为在底下第三节那里头就说到这一个王是西底家。
That's because later on in verse 3 it says this is King Zedekiah.
那西底家是约雅金的弟弟。
Now, Zedekiah is the younger brother of Jehoiakim.
他就是叫西底家。
His name is Zedekiah.
他原来也有另外一个名字。
He also has another name.
但是不叫约雅金。
But it is not Jehoiakim.
但是为什么这里他会成了约雅金，结果摆出来还是西底家呢？
Why is he called Jehoiakim here, yet it is still Zedekiah?
这个我也不知道。
I don't know why.
这个只有等到将来见主的时候问主。
We can only ask the Lord when we meet him.
为什么？
Why?
为什么西底家又成了约雅敬？
Why is Zedekiah Jehoiakim here?
这个我们指出这个问题，我们就不管他了。
We'll point this issue out, but we won't go into it.
也管也管不到。
Even if we wanted to, we don't know why.
管不出那个结论来。
We won't have any conclusion.
那现在37章呢，在11年多以后。
Now in chapter 27, it is 11 years later.
西底家做王的时候。
It is during the reign of Zedekiah.
那神又对耶利米说了一些话。
Again, God spoke through Jeremiah.
为什么我说是11年多以后呢？
Now why do I say it is 11 years later?
因为约雅敬做王11年。
Because Jehoiakim reigned for 11 years.
就死了。
Then he died.
约雅敬大概三四年做完三四年的时候，他被掳到巴比伦。
It was during the third and fourth year, somewhere around there, when he reigned, he was captured into Babylon.
就是跟但以理那个时候一起被掳去。
That's during the time of Daniel when they are all captured.
后来巴比伦王就把他放回来。
Later on, the King Babylon of Babylon sent him back.
但以理那批人就留在那边。
Then Daniel and that group of people remained there.
所以他回到犹大就继续做王。
After he returned to Judah, he continued to reign.
一共做了11年王。
For a total of 11 years, he reigned.
11年以后他就死了。
After 11 years, he died.
他的儿子耶哥尼亚就是约雅金接上做王。
Then his son, Jeconiah, which is Jehoiachin, he reigned after Jehoiakim.
也是只不过做了三个多月。
He also reigned only about 3 months.
就给巴比伦王掳走了。
Then,He was captured by King of Babylon.
巴比伦王就另外立示底家来做犹大的王。
Then King of Babylon anointed Zedekiah to be king of Judah.
那现在这里边提到两个王。
So here it mentions two kings.
那一个是约雅敬。
One is Jehoiakim.
一个是西底家。
One is Zedekiah.
约雅敬是法老立的。
Jehoiakim was anointed by the Pharaoh.
这个西底家是巴比巴比伦王立的。
Zedekiah was anointed by the king of Babylon.
这两个都是外邦的君王立他们做王的。
Both these kings were anointed by other kings of other nations.
所以在做王的那个事上面呢，在马太的福音里边，这两个人就没有给记载。
So these individuals were not even accounted in the genealogy of the kings in Matthew.
好，那我们先留意了。
Now we take note.
隔了十一多年。
After more than 11 years,
西底家做王的时候，
when Zedekiah reigned,
神就让耶利米做一件事情。
God told Jeremiah to do one thing.
做什么事情呢？
To do what?
他说，你从今天开始。
He said, from today on,
就弄一条绳子。
Make a rope.
用木头做一个轭。
And make it out of a yoke.
隔在你的脖子上。
And put it upon your neck.
这样。
Then,
有外国的使臣来。
When officials come from the nations, when they see Zedekiah,
你就到那里对他们说，
then you will say unto them,
神告诉你们，
God tells you,
不管你是从摩亚来的也好，
whether you come from Moab,
从以东来的也好，
or from Edom,
从推罗来的也好，
or,
西顿来的也好，
or from Tyre or from Sidon,
你告诉这些使臣们，
but tell these officials,
告诉他们的主人，
return and tell their kings,
神说，
God says,
神要把你们交给巴比伦王。
God will give you over to the hand of King of Babylon.
因为全地都是神的创造和管理的。
Because the whole world is created by God.
他看谁合宜，他就把地给谁。
He will give to whom he sees, seems meet.
你们带领犹大堕落，你们不合宜，所以神也要把你们放在巴比伦王的那个辖制的底下。
Because you have led to the fall of Judah, so God will also hand you over to the reign of Babylon.
所以你们要接受巴比伦王。
So you will accept King of Babylon.
巴比伦王将来我也同样要对付他。
I will also deal with him in the future.
好了，弟兄姊妹们。
Now, brothers and sisters,
你就看到了。
You can see.
隔了十一年
，After 11 years，
神又借着耶利米来说话。
God speaks again unto Jeremiah.
先对周围列国的说话。
First he speaks to the surrounding neighboring nations.
然后就倒过来向西底家说话。
And then he speaks to Zedekiah.
他说
，He says，
神对列国都是这样。
God will do this to the nations.
对你也没有例外。
You will be the same.
所以你如果要存活，
if you want to live,
你必须离开现在作恶的这种情形。
You must depart away from your evil.
回转归上神。
And return unto God.
不要听那些假先知在那里乱扯。
Do not listen to the false prophets.
他们说假预言。
They are prophesizing to you falsely.
犹大平安。
They say peace to Judah.
耶路撒冷平安。
Peace to Jerusalem.
神说我根本没有差遣他们。
God says I have not sent them.
说你不要听他们说的话。
So do not hearken unto their words.
你要听说耶和华的话。
You must listen to the word of the Lord.
这样你才能逃避被掳到外邦的那个结果。
Then you will escape the end to be captured into a foreign land.
你何必听那些假话来灭亡呢？
Why do you listen to the false prophecy and perish?
我弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
当你看到圣灵借着耶利米在那里倒数那个历史的时候，
when we see the Holy Spirit recount the history there,
你就看到神一直在那里给神的百姓机会。
You're able to see God continues to give His people opportunities.
但神的百姓一直不理睬。
But God's people was not mindful at all.
那结果只好接受神的拆毁了。
The result then would only be destruction from God.
这些都是历史的一些的见解。
This is all warnings in history for us.
也说明了神并不是那样随意的。
It also tells us that God does not deal very casually with man.
但让主给我们看到这些事情的时候，建立我们向他有一个敬畏的心。
When the Lord shows us these things, may we establish a heart of fear and honor to Him.
抓牢神自己的话作为我们跟随主的那一个保护。
that we will take hold of the word of God as we follow him, that his word will become our protection. I think we'll end here tonight.